Okay, we're streaming. Let's see if we get a chat. That's how we know if this is going to be a success or not, is if the chat pops up. So there's always this like weird, awkward, like 5 seconds here where we don't know, and then somebody's going to pop in the chat and be like, gay. And then we'll know it's real. Until we see the gay or just any kind of comment, then, yep, there it is. First comment just says, yer.
Yer.
Which is good. You know, I would prefer gay in all caps.
I like yer.
Add like a bunch of Y's. It does?
Yeah, it reminds me of home.
Wait, oh, I forgot you're from New York. Yeah. We're going to have to talk about that. But yeah, yer is a good thing to say, right?
Yeah. I used to say it like ironically, but I find myself saying it unironically.
Man, in New York, there's something about that where you could just hear somebody saying "ear" down the street, and you just sort of know what's up. You just know something's going on. And
there's so many words like from New York dialect that are
"ayo."
They mean so many different things, like "dead ass."
Dead ass is a product of New York City. It's weird how dead ass. I feel like the rest of the world maybe only even caught on to it for like the past couple of years.
Recently,
dead ass. When I moved to New York in 2004, was I believe already in effect.
Yeah, I'm young, but like I grew up in New York, I would say it all the time, actually, like way too much.
You'd say dead ass too much.
Yeah. I mean, no, there's this one kid I knew from, he moved to New York from Virginia, and he would just say dead ass on a level that was not normal.
Really?
To where it sounded like extremely corny.
You know, like young people, and in particular, young people from New York, I believe, often fall victim to the curse of finding one slang term that you like and then overusing the fuck out of it to the point that it is like self-parody. Like I remember having friends who would say OD and it would just be, bruh, she was OD bad. I busted an OD nut. She was OD out of like, everything. OD.
Like I'll say OD as well. I don't say it too much in LA anymore.
I still bust it out once in a while. People look at me like I got two heads because it just doesn't make sense on the westernmost coast.
Yeah, definitely on the West Coast. I feel like these terms are just it's not the same. It doesn't hit the same.
It doesn't, but then at the same time, I feel like Twitter sort of like binds us together and creates more of a global culture where like
naturally it just like come out of your mouth. Like if that's how you talk, that's how you talk. And if it isn't, don't try.
No, that is a huge thing too. And that's always been like the thing that kept me from saying the N-word even when I was young and impressionable.
Yeah.
Was like, you know, I might have said it once or twice and I was like, holy fuck, that doesn't sound right coming out of my mouth. I should not say that again.
No, it doesn't sound right to me coming out of any white person's mouth, but that's just how I feel.
You were never on Team N-word? As a young New Yorker, I'm not going to lie, when I first moved to New York in 2004, that was one of the main things I was amazed by, is just how many white kids were saying the N-words. Not the N-words, there's really only one.
There's
but
one.
In the BMX world, it was like, holy shit, all these kids think they're black. Like, this is crazy.
No, it just, it never appealed to me. I never felt like I would be cooler for saying it or that it was like some secret thing that, and you know, I'm surrounded in New York by white people who just love that word. And they are like the stereotypical, like my friend like gave me the pass or whatever, but like just does nothing for me.
Your friend's probably not in the Black Panthers, you know, he's probably just some guy who really isn't that deeply invested in the situation.
It's a girl, not even a guy, a girl. And that just makes it so much worse. Cause I'm just like,
we can't trust women to make our decisions about language. No offense. Anyway, for the people who don't know you, this is Jane Wilde.
Hey guys.
She's an illustrious adult star at this point.
What does illustrious mean?
Illustrious, I guess, means that you have a lot of luster.
Cool.
Which is like good shit. Like you're like, I mean, I would honestly like to know the definition of illustrious right now because I don't have it on deck, but
I mean, but you used it. So you kind of, you know, like
it's like one of those words I've just been using like since I was so young that it's like a brain fart when I try to think about exactly how I would define it.
No, but it's a really good word to just insert into your sentences.
This is true.
Professional.
Let's talk about the fact that I met you a couple years ago.
One year ago at ABN.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. Holy shit, dude. Yeah. Okay, I met you 1 year ago in Vegas at the AVNs.
Yeah.
Where were you at that point in your life in terms of your career? Because I understand you came up a bit since then.
Yeah, so I was very, very new and at the bottom. None of my scenes had come out yet. But I'd been shooting porn in Florida for like 3 weeks. So I shot probably like 15 scenes.
You'd only been shooting for 3 weeks when I met you?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But that, I met you as a fan.
Okay.
I did not meet you as just some girl.
And like, that's what I thought was kind of weird, is yeah. I was like, damn, Jane has like official numbers on social media now. When I met her, I'm pretty sure she did not have
that,
very
dude,
many.
That was weird to me too, because like, I just, okay, I feel like I spoke it into existence because, you know, I was a fan of Lena and her YouTube videos, and then I found you through Lena, and I thought you were both like dope as fuck. I would watch your vlogs and shit. And I knew you were going to be at AVN. So I tweeted right before AVN. I was like, somebody tell Lena the plug that I really want to meet her at AVN or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I just thought of the nicest thing. I'm going to move the mic so they can see you and whatever the fuck you're wearing better.
Yeah, my little top. Nice.
Yeah, as long as we don't see any nipples, we're good.
Oh, no nipples. Okay, they're cool. In there. But yeah, so like it was at AVN and we had just done a shoot in like a hotel suite.
You were filming porn at AVN.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. They get like really nice suites. Yeah, it's because it's a good place because everybody in the industry is like together.
Interesting. So, see, I was at AVN's that time trying to. Can you turn your fucking thing off? You goddamn caveman.
My bad.
I was under the impression that I was going to go to AVN's and that all the girls were going to want to turn up and fuck and it was going to be lit. In reality, it's like the girls are working and they have more opportunities to get work done at AVN's than they have any other time during the year. So in reality, their desire to go and drink and do coke and fuck till 6 a.m. is pretty low because they have to be up at like 8 a.m. to go and stand around and take photos with a bunch of sweaty fucks. Yeah.
That's basically the gist of it. But so obviously that year I wasn't signing for any companies because I had not shot for any companies.
Mm-hmm.
I did a shoot and we got really stoned after. Like they were big stoners. So we smoked a lot of weed and I went down to the casino and like I couldn't find my tower. Like I was just walking around the casino lost as fuck.
That sounds kind of fun though. Just being high as shit, just walking around the casino with that cool air.
It's really stimulating.
The air is so nice in those casinos. You could just breathe all day.
Yeah. So fresh. Mm. So yeah.
You were walking around high shit. You didn't know where to go.
I was walking around. I literally walked around twice and I could not find my tower. And this is why I feel like it was fate because, you know, if I hadn't walked around twice, I wouldn't have been standing right there and just seeing you and Lena just like walking right towards me. And I was like, oh shit, like I like you guys. You guys are cool. Keep it up with the vlogs and shit. And then, yeah, I just messaged you. And then we were just like, come hang out with us or whatever. Well, Lena was like, come hang out. And I thought that was really nice because I'm like, I'm literally nobody. Like, I'm nobody. You don't know me at all. You just invited me.
Me and Lena, that's what we do. We are here. We are identifying young, new talent.
Yeah, you like saw it in me. And I remember that night, you guys like posted me and that helped me hit 10K followers on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah, and I just thought that was so fucking cool. I was like, you didn't need to do that. That was really nice.
Wow, that's crazy. Because I never think of shit like that. You know, sometimes
I think about it all the time.
I was thinking about how 6ix9ine, when he, like, I remember seeing, like,
I remember that first podcast.
Oh, well, that's the whole thing, yeah. But no, I was going to say, I remember, like, hearing somebody say about 6ix9ine, like, one of his friends saying, he's stingy with the clout, or he's greedy with the clout.
About
and
you?
About 6ix9ine. Okay. And I remember just thinking about it and being like, damn, that is really interesting. I never see this motherfucker tag anybody. And then I was thinking about it, I'm like, I tag people all the time. I tag people that don't even have anything to do with this shit. Like, and then I was thinking about it, that's like, you know, it's kind of very like telling, like to what extent. But I understand it too, that it's like if you're a big rapper, you don't want to just go tagging every rapper because then all of a sudden you're like, you know, you're kind of like weakening the strength of your shout out, you know. But then at the same time, I don't know. It's like for me, that's whack. Like if I meet a girl in the porn world or whatever, like, and we hang out with her, of course we're gonna want to shout her out, right?
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And like how we were talking earlier about like people who are just really like obsessed with like social media clout and all this shit. It's they're the ones I feel like who are very stingy with this so-called clout. Like what even is clout? Clout is like when people give a fuck about you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like people giving a fuck about someone else is not going to make them give less of a fuck about you.
Right.
If someone's your fan, they're your fan. But, you know, putting other people on is not like detracting from, if you feel like it's detracting from yourself, then that's a you problem.
But I see so many girls, I'm gonna be honest with you, in the adult star world who are so petty and jealous. And I get kind of why, is because at the end of the day, they see themselves as in direct competition with every other girl and like every other girl that looks like them, mm-hmm. especially like who's in their like type. And that becomes this whole thing where like certain girls will fuck with other girls. And like, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I appreciate somebody like Tiana Trump, who my girlfriend is like, my, she saw how many followers my girlfriend had and just said, ooh, you got mad clout. I would collab with you.
Which at least she's real.
I appreciate her
it.
Being honest
dude,
about it.
Dude, at least she's fucking real about it. And other people are like, oh, like, do any girls want to collab for my Snapchat? And then, like, you get 100 girls replying, and of course they choose the one with the most followers. I'm like, well, yeah it makes sense because, you know, it makes sense, but it's just a little shady to me.
It's just kind of, like, obvious. And
yeah,
at the end
obvious.
Of the day, you know, it's like, it really makes you, you know, it's like you don't know how people feel about you until there sort of starts to be like a souring of your public image, and then you sort of get to like get a taste.
Yeah, because then people feel comfortable publicly saying how they've always felt about you.
Right, and like,
because it's mainstream, it's the norm.
You know, okay, we'll meet like a young rapper or whatever, and we'll like go and like do a couple videos with him while he's popping and people are interested in him and want to talk about him and stuff, and then he'll keep hitting me up after like trying to meet up on some other shit, but meanwhile like his career will have completely fallen off. And in my head I'm kind of thinking like, shit, like I'm kind of fake because I was trying to do videos with this dude like when he was popping, and then like 6 months later, no, nobody gives a fuck about him and I'm ignoring him. But I am thinking, that's what makes me realize, like, I am thinking about shit as a fucking video creator more than I am thinking of it as being like a friend, you know, a lot of times.
That's not fake because you just said it out loud, so you're being real about it, so you're not being fake.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, I mean, it's almost like if you put someone on and, you know, promote them in your videos and stuff, and then they have the tools to, like, you know, build themselves up and shit, and then they just let their shit die. It's like doing a disservice to you. Mm. Like, why would you want to keep fucking with them if they're not even putting in the work to build their career up on
like,
their own?
At the end of the day, you
it's
can
like
only
they're
do so much selflessly, you know? It's like, at the end of the day, like, because sometimes there's been rappers that I've done, like, you know, two interviews with them, or like, one, you know, I've just done a bunch of shit with them basically. And then they keep wanting to do interviews, and it's kind of like, bro, like, I'm not giving you an interview if you're not coming to me and saying that you want to do an interview about this, this, and this. Because at the end of the day, I have a responsibility to my fans, not to mention my own time. And it's like, I don't really want to like create content about you unless other people care. You want me to create content for you. To flatter your ego. I want to make content that my fans are going to like. And these are very different things.
I just feel like if people are going to be like hitting you up and stuff, like asking for things like that, they need to at least like,
give,
you know,
top.
Give a re... Well, yeah, give top. Always.
Or money.
Always give top, but money,
respect.
I just feel like give a reason, like give you a reason to like want to put
sell
them
it.
Like
sell it.
Sell it, exactly. It's like when I show up on set for a scene, I mean, I'm already booked, but like if I want that company to book me again, I have to sell my image and I have to make them realize that hiring me would be better for their brand than not hiring me. So like your brand is, you know, No Jumper. People, they want to get in with No Jumper, but they have nothing to offer No Jumper. And that's the truth.
And the fans, really, is the whole thing, too. Yeah. It's like, if my job was just to be a nice guy and just promote you just because I'm a nice guy, then, like, okay, cool. But, like, that's not really my job.
That's
my job is to make videos that my fans want to watch. Yeah. And then, like, you know, everything else follows behind that. But at the end of the day, it's like, I'm trying to make videos that people are going to actually fucking watch. And if you're not doing anything, then, you know, whatever. Let me ask you this. How did you get into shooting adult films? Like, what was it? Like, were you always attracted to this? Did it always just stand out to you? Something you wanted to do?
Okay, so before I turned 18, I never thought, like, oh, I want to do porn. I want to do anything. I didn't think about sex work at all. The reason I got into sex work was, it's kind of shady, actually, but, like, I met this guy, and he, like, helped me get into webcamming, but he himself was, like, very shady.
When you were 18?
When I was 18.
Okay, because I heard some shit about some girls sneaking into the game when they're underage, and that is a whole thing.
I would never have done that, mostly because before I turned 18, I didn't want to work and I had no reason to work.
But like, have you ever heard about girls starting a webcam when they're underage and then suing the shit out of the people who like facilitated it later on? Or is this just urban street tales?
I've heard, obviously, webcamming is tough when you're camming on a platform because they go out.
How do they know?
Listen, they go out of their way to make sure that you're 18. Like, right. You have to, like, submit your ID and all that shit. Because
that's the biggest liability ever.
Absolutely, 100%. But when it comes to, like, freelancing and, like, just selling nudes and shit, anybody can sell nudes.
The private Snap game?
Yeah, especially with private Snap because Snapchat is not connected. Oh, no, I guess if you do it through, like, FanCentro or one of those, you have to verify your age. But if you're just, like, buy my private Snapchat, like, DM me to buy, you can be any age.
One time, Lena was getting a hug from a fucking random fan, and the girl somehow in the course of, like, 30 seconds said something about being underage and having a private Snapchat. And I was just like, I'm going to ignore the part that where you just said that. I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that because that is really disturbing.
It's disturbing and it's extremely uncomfortable for me because it's like taking away the legitimacy of sex work for me. Like every time a girl that's underage gets into this shit and acts like it's normal, you're making people think that we're a bunch of fucking pedophiles and that we're like condoning that shit. And really, it's not okay. Like, you know, once you turn 18, you can do what you want. But under that, like, just be a kid. Like, just live your life.
I know that you're 20, but it honestly blows my fucking mind that girls are able to do this shit legally on camera for at 18 sometimes, too, because I'm just like, holy fuck, man.
I agree with you.
That's crazy.
I wasn't doing porn at 18. I was webcamming from the privacy of my own home.
You had the decency to wait till 19.
Yeah, 19.
Many moons later.
I wasn't like popular at webcamming. Like, I wasn't good. My quality was shit. And my body and my face and everything was just like, you know, I didn't have that glow up yet.
How'd you glow up?
Filler.
Oh, really?
And, yeah.
You just got to fill your face with crap at some point? I didn't know that.
Not a lot of crap. Just, you know, you have to tweak certain little things. Obviously, I have my lips done. Anyone who's seen my earlier scenes can tell.
Okay.
Probably. And I have a little filler in. Well, I had it under my eyes, but that dissolved.
But what, you get the cheeks done?
Okay.
Or the chin?
Not my chin. I've had filler, like, here, and that was part of, like, getting my under eyes to, like, fix the symmetry. I didn't really notice a difference, and nobody else really noticed a difference, but, like, it just looked a little more, like, cleaner, if that makes sense. Like, a little more, like, on point, like, symmetrical, and just, it looked good.
Okay.
It looks good.
So the scumbag guy gets you into webcamming?
Yeah.
And he was a total piece of shit or just a little bit?
Total piece of shit. But I didn't realize that until I already stopped dealing with him. And then I had to, like, reflect after and be like, wow, this guy was a fucking piece of shit.
Okay.
And he didn't want me to do professional porn because he had this weird idea. It's called, like, the whorearchy, which is, like, there's so many different parts of sex work. Like,
this is something he invented?
No, this is a real term.
The whorearchy.
This is what he believed in. Like, this is how he felt.
Outline this hierarchy for me.
So there's many different types of sex work. There's, like, webcamming, there's porn, there's escorting, there's stripping, there's a lot of different, you know, phone sex. And the hierarchy is the belief that certain types of sex work, like, are better than others and make you, like, you know, better or more successful or whatever. That's like saying, basically how he thought is like, oh, if you do porn, you're a fucking whore because everyone's touching you and you're getting fucked. But if you're camming, yeah, you're getting naked, but at least nobody's putting their hands on you and you're just by yourself.
Like, do you reject this? Because I feel like this is what a lot of people believe.
I 100% reject that idea, and it's so false and just bullshit. I just feel like...
What is it, the part that you think is untrue about it?
I just think, like, if you're getting naked and posting it online... Or you're getting naked, like, if you're selling sex, it doesn't matter for me, like, what type of sex it is, whether it's, like, virtual sex or, like, a video or, like, real life sex. Like, it doesn't matter.
I mean, everybody's got what they're comfortable with. And it's a whole spectrum. Because on one hand, like, you know, some girl, my girl, when she first started, she was just doing private Snap, just sitting there fingering herself. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you have, you know, getting the gangbang done by 10 dudes. Yep. And it's like, some girls are super down with the gangbang by 10 dudes and they should continue to do it by all means. Somebody got to do it. And then some girls might be happy doing, maybe some girl likes to, you know, the most she'll ever want to do is she's just wants to fucking flash a titty on Twitter.
And you
that's
know what?
It. That's where she's going to draw the line. That's okay, too.
What's crazy is that some girls will make the same amount of money or more flashing a titty as the girls that are getting gangbanged. And one doesn't make you better than the other. It's all just about your hustle and how you promote yourself and your brand, you know?
It's true. One does not make you better than the other. No. It's all relative. It's like all what you're comfortable with.
I would love for someone to, like, explain to me, like, someone who believes in that shit, what makes a girl that gets fucked on camera like me, like, lesser than a girl who does webcamming. And the only explanation that I can think of is that you think that having sex is, like, bad and that you're sex negative, which I don't agree with.
Right.
Like, there's no other explanation to me. It doesn't make sense.
So tell me how you go from camming, which you claim you weren't that good at, to getting, like, right into the actual porn world.
So it was September 2017. I stopped dealing with this guy because he was just getting, like, increasingly more shady. And I realized, like, you know, I've been naked online for about a year and this is my life and I need to actually take it seriously and not be, like, fucking around with this. Who knows who this guy is? And to this day, like, I don't know what he's about. Like, he disappeared from my life, whatever. Mm-hmm. But so that happened in September 2017. And then I went through, like, a traumatic, I lost a family member. And then it just made me kind of, like, reflect on life. And I was like, what do I want from life? Like, I want to be happy. And I thought, and I was like, I want to do content. I want to fuck on camera, but I don't want to do it myself. I don't want it to be, like, on a phone and look amateurish or some shit. So I was like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it, like, right. I'm going to just go all out, go in. So I contacted this agent in Florida, and he flew me down, and then I just started shooting porn. I literally haven't stopped.
Really?
Yeah, for, like, 13 months.
What was your first one 14. Like?
My first scene?
Yeah.
It was actually good. I feel like if it was bad, I think about it sometimes, and I'm like, if it was a bad experience, would I be here right now? Would I be doing what I do?
You hear about that sometimes. Girls do it once and then they're over it.
It's a like some girls, I look at their first scene, I'm just like, I can't even imagine what that experience shooting that was like with just the most amateurish people with, like, a camera in a hotel. Some of these guys try to, like, steal the girl's first anal. Like, they'll, like, put it in your butt for, like, 2 seconds and then be like, we have her first anal. That happened to a girl that I saw, and she was, like, really on the come up. Like, she was going to be the next big thing, and she kind of fell off.
Wow.
Yeah, she had to get a lawyer and everything.
That's crazy because you hear about, you know, well, like, you know, dudes will be saying shit like that. Like, oh, you know, yeah, like, oh, like dudes will, like, try to slip it in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Having sex. Wait, but you're saying that the ass won't be lubed up or nothing and just still jam it in there and then put it out there and say first anal? That is so crazy.
I feel like a lot of people, if you're not in the porn industry, you might not understand what it means to, like, steal someone's first anal.
First anal is a big deal.
You could be robbing them of, like, up to 10 grand.
But at the end of the day, like, first anal. Like,
first, it's a huge deal.
Based on what I know of anal sex, you do not want to be surprising anybody with a dick in the butt.
Oh, fuck no.
That is a horrible idea.
I mean, look, if you didn't, like, it does, even if the girl was okay with it in the moment, even if the guy said, like, oh, baby, like, let me put it in your butt, and she was like, okay, like, whatever, it's still not okay because you didn't talk about it before. Like, when someone's having sex, they're not in, like, the correct state of mind, you know?
Yeah,
like,
and it needs to be a lot of lube. You need to get that thing warmed up.
And you need to get fucking paid, and it needs to be on the paperwork and all that shit. So I just feel like to steal someone's first anal in that way for their first scene ever is just, like, very, very fucked up.
What was the decision like for your first anal? Like, what was it like?
It's funny
because you could have held out.
I
you could still
out.
Be holding that anal
and
close
you know
to
what?
Your chest.
I don't think I would be as big as I am now.
Right.
I don't think
because you weigh like 90 pounds and you're taking dicks in the butt.
I weigh
people like that.
100 pounds
yeah.
and I take really big dicks in my butt. Look, I didn't like. I'll tell you the story of how I did my first anal because I wasn't planning to like do anal anytime soon. I was like. I said to people, I was like, oh, I'll wait like a year or 2 years or whatever. I like how I just imitate my voice.
Like, yourself.
But, yeah. But, okay, so my agent at the time, I told him, look, I really want to do interracial, which
Why? Because you thought that it was fucked up that there's a stigma around it?
Well,
because I think that's fucked up.
Yes, I think it's fucked up, but also I just wanted to, I didn't want to like restrict myself. I was like, I want to do scenes with all people of all races, not just like white guys, and then like beat around the bush like, their dicks are too big. Like, no, I want to fuck black guys. So I told my agent, I was like, I want to do my first.
All the black guys out there are like, yeah, that's our bitch right there. Yeah, we fuck with her. And what's her Instagram?
I want to put this out here that I don't, like, prefer fucking any specific race over the others. I think, like, it depends on the person, and the color of the dick doesn't necessarily, or the color of the person doesn't dictate, like, their pipe skills.
But so you've never been fucking a black guy and just looked down and you're like, damn, that thing really does look like the eggplant emoji?
No, because the eggplant emoji's purple.
But sometimes I feel like black dicks can look kind of purple.
Some of them are really fucking big. Like, I'm not going to lie to you.
I've watched porn that I've been like, you got to do something about that. That thing is like a fucking, it's just like a bazooka.
The eggplant emoji is dread. And dread. I just did an anal scene with Dredd.
Really?
Because his is even, like, curved a little, like how the
eggplant is. It, like, fatter on the bottom, like the eggplant?
Yes, it's fatter on the bottom. But, okay, so I told my agent, I was like, look, I want to do, like, I want to do interracial scenes. I want to do my first whatever.
For the culture.
I didn't even care if it was, like, a big first. I was like, I just want to do it. And he was like, oh, well, you're going to want to do it for blacked.com, so you should wait. And I'm like, I don't want to wait. Like, you don't understand. I don't care about blacked.
I need the black dick now.
I want to do it. So he hit me up one day, and he was like, I have a proposition for you. So the company Mile High, which is a well-known porn company that has a lot of good sites, they said they wanted to do my first anal for a site called HardX, which is a really good gonzo porn site. Mm-hmm. And they said, if I do that, they will do like a joint deal to also do my first interracial scene on their site called DarkX, which is like, you know, porn is racist. So I was like, I mean, I wasn't planning to do anal, but fuck it. Like, I've done anal twice in my life. I'll just do it. And if I...
In your casual life. And did you like it when you did it casually?
I didn't like it, but I didn't dislike
it. You knew it was possible.
Yeah.
I've tried to do girls in the butt before. I was like, this is impossible.
Yeah.
So as long as you're not one of those.
And it's actually the guy that I did it with, he wasn't like small. It wasn't like he was like a 4-inch cock. It was like, you know, it was like 7 or 8 inches. And
everybody at home with 4-inch cocks is like, what the fuck, bro? All the black guys with 4-inch dicks were like, I was totally down until you said the thing with the 4-inch dick.
I'm sorry, guys. Okay. But, so, you know, I knew I could do it. And I was just like, let me just do it. And maybe I'll like anal. And if not, I'll just have my first. And then I can do it again if I ever want to in the future. Mm. I was like, fuck it. All I cared about was the dark X scene. I wanted to do my first interracial. But I did.
That was just so important to you.
It was important because there's so many yummy black men in our industry that I wanted to work with.
Yummy.
Keep that in mind. Was like, look, I'm not going to wait like 2 years to work with some. Like, for what reason? Yeah. It's not going to help my career.
You're meeting all these cool dudes. You're like, sorry, I can't bang you.
Yeah, and it's extremely awkward to be like, I can't fuck you on camera because I don't fuck men of your race yet.
God, that's crazy.
It's disgusting, and I never wanted to do that.
Well, good on you. Props for that. Because I think any girl who sort of like gets that out of the way is in a good place. Although, I don't know, maybe that's just going to create more of a market for girls who don't fuck black guys.
I think at this point...
Is that how it's going to work?
No. I think for anal, definitely, but the whole racial aspect of it makes a lot of people, like, wary of it.
Do you think that the fans are racist, or do you think that this is actually just something that the porn companies have sort of thought up, is that they think that the fans really care about that? Or is it just like... You know what it is, I think, is that it's like... Fucking white guys is like playing the video game on level like medium or whatever. And then all of a sudden you're on expert mode when you got this like fucking 14-inch giant eggplant dick.
I definitely feel like it's a little of both. I feel like
it's like an additional challenge.
A lot of the fans of the interracial genre are white dudes who just enjoy the aspect of a white girl. They like the color contrast, which like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. The whole racial aspect.
Well, that is interesting though.
It is interesting. I mean,
the color contrast.
Yeah, of the white skin and the dark. It's a huge part of it.
I could see aesthetically how that would mean something, even regardless of the meaning of like race in our society.
That's why I think blacked.com was like a huge deal when it first came out.
Because they branded themselves as that.
It was the first classy IR porn site that really, like, in a beautiful way, visually emphasized, like, the difference in skin tone.
So your first IR scene went off without a hitch?
Listen, this is what happened. So I did my first anal. That came first. They didn't even schedule the interracial scene yet. So I did the anal scene. It was with Mick Blue. Great. Amazing. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe how easy it was for me. I was like, that's what I was like.
Right.
I just, like, it just went in. It didn't hurt. Everything that you hear bad about anal just didn't happen. And I was just like, what does this mean? I need to do more anal to, like, figure out what this means. Because it felt too easy. I was like, this is weird. Like, why was my first anal in over a year was just not difficult for me. Meanwhile, I'm waiting for them to, like, book the IR scene. I'm like, when is it happening? That's the whole reason I did this fucking thing. And they never booked it. Meanwhile, my agent's like, do you want to shoot for Blacked? And I was like, yeah. So I shot for Blacked. I regret doing that scene at the time that I did it. Because the guy that I worked with, first of all, I feel like if I had waited, like, a couple more months, I would have been a much better performer. And I would have had my dark hair, which I feel like is a better look.
Really? Because you were blonde when I first met you.
I was, yeah. It was light blonde. Mm. It was a lot. And the person I worked with was just a fucking ass.
Really?
And a shit performer. Yeah. Really shit. Like, I couldn't... And his dick was actually the biggest dick in porn, like, ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what was he doing wrong?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say, like, he couldn't get hard, which is, like, I understand if you have that heavy of a penis, like, you can't defy gravity.
Right, that's a lot of blood that it's going to take to fill that.
It's a lot of blood, but at the same time.
He needs, like, five times as much blood as I need.
At the same time, it's, like, you have to try, you know? You have to give me something. It's, like, you know how the performers are supposed to give, like, 50-50 and meet in the middle? Mm. I felt like I was giving 200% and he was giving, like, negative, like, 1,000.
Wow. But it was your first time. He'd been in been in the game for a while.
That's not true.
Oh, okay.
He was actually not in the game. He was I'm not going to say his name. Right. Anyone with basic typing
skills
can figure out who he is by going on the site. But he was a contract performer for them, I guess, because of his huge dick.
Uh-huh.
And he just was not a good performer. He didn't, like, there's so many aspects to being a good male performer, but it's important to, like, try to, like, form some type of chemistry, you know? Mm. That's what makes the scene good. And, you know, he just was, hi!
None of the plug just walked in her workout clothes.
She's so hot. Oh, my God. He was just giving me nothing. Like, he was giving me nothing. And nothing. I was like, what am I? I was so nervous because it was, it's a big deal. It's a big set. It's an important company. And this dude, it's like the character he was playing. My character was like a girl that's like in love with this rapper. And I finally get the opportunity to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was literally acting like he was like some famous rapper. Like he was standing off in the corner, like looking in the mirror, like not even, he didn't even talk to me. We didn't speak until like, we actually never spoke.
Mm-hmm.
He just like walked over and the scene started, but it was just trash.
Let me throw this idea out here. Recently I interviewed Alina Lopez and she was talking about, I believe it was her. She was talking about how she was doing a scene with a guy. He couldn't get hard. So she proceeded to eat his ass out for a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
And while she was doing that, she was texting her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Was that an option? Any sort of like emergency butt eating to save the dick? Was that because porn, for the record, is the only place where that could make any kind of sense. Like, there's no way that I'm going to be like, yo, Jason, I got this interview and I really just don't feel like I'm going
to
be able to get through it. Is
I
there any way you could like,
ass.
Yeah, just eat my ass for
eat
a
my
while?
Ass for a little, I'll feel better about it.
Just so you could do a good job.
The answer to that question is no.
Okay.
It was not an option. It just wasn't an option.
Mm.
It just wasn't.
Because nobody suggested that?
Nobody suggested, like...
Jane, maybe you should go scamper on over, give a rim job for a half hour.
No, it seemed like him not being hard was, like, the norm.
Mm.
Like, they were used to it, and you're just supposed to, like, make do. Because his dick is so big that even, like... flaccid, if you can even use that word, it's still like extremely girthy and like 10 inches long.
See, that's an interesting thing right there, because it sounds like the equivalent of, like, I don't know if you ever see that there's like basketball players will get into basketball. They're gigantic, monstrous freaks. They're so tall. So like their actual physical attributes on paper, it's like, yo, this dude's going to be the one. But yeah. then in reality, they just don't really have much athleticism. They can't move. They're not fast.
Yeah.
So then they end up being terrible. Are you saying that this type of dude falls into the category of a guy who's got such a big dick, but then the rest of it doesn't really align with the weaponry?
I knew what analogy you were making before you even finished it.
And I like what I said about the basketball player. I don't know anything about basketball.
It was a good analogy.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's literally exactly how it was. It's like you have something so special about you, which is that you have such a huge dick that people really want to see you fucking like tiny girls, and you just can't. But
can I speak candidly about...
You can do whatever the fuck you want.
You, Lena, and I's past experiences.
Yeah. No, okay. We had a threesome.
Right. And I just want to throw this out there that you had a sort of a peculiar quirk in terms of you sexually. But that then when I found out that you are apparently now super famous for taking huge dicks in the ass, I was even a little bit more...
What was the quirk?
Just that... Okay. I was having a hard time getting my dick in your vagina.
Oh, it's so tight.
It was really tight. You went and you got this magical hemp lube.
Yeah. And you
bring back the hemp lube.
I remember that.
And all of a sudden that shit was just hitting.
That
was interesting to me and Lena, because we don't have like a magical lube that we need.
It just goes in, right?
It changed everything. It was like night and day.
Well, okay. I will speak candidly about myself is that my vagina, it doesn't get...
It requires hemp.
It doesn't... Sometimes. I don't even use that lube anymore, honestly.
Oh, okay. So it's not hemp. It's just lube.
It was a phase. Just a phase.
Gotcha.
I use lube, but like not that particular one. But my vagina, one, it's extremely tight, almost like abnormally tight. And it is really dry. Like
really?
It doesn't... Yeah. Like, I'm going to be open right now. And a lot of girls deal with this issue where we just like, for whatever reason, you just don't naturally get wet, and like it sucks because some guys just want to like shove it in there, and I'm like, you can't, like you can't.
And that's interesting because some girls are like soaking wet on their own accord,
but then their butthole, like you can't even put a finger without crying.
This is true.
And I'm like, look, yes, I have a disadvantage, and some guys think like, oh, a tight pussy is like the best. It's tough sometimes, like some with these porn guys, some of them have really big dicks, and it's just difficult sometimes to do vaginal scenes, but anal scenes just come naturally.
So anal's easier for you. If you were gonna have to fuck a fucking 12-inch gigantic eggplant cock, as we've been describing, you would rather have it in your butt than your vagina.
Yeah, well, I would do both. Just so one doesn't get too used up,
the wealth.
Okay, when I'm doing a scene, scenes are usually like 40 minutes of like hardcore action.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I'll say like 30 because it's not counting like oral and stuff. But there's a certain point during the scene, or like when the scene's about to be over, where I'm like, I check out, my body checks out. I'm like, okay. You know, there's 2 minutes left, and I'm gonna deal with this 2 minutes, but I'm no longer enjoying myself, and this hurts, and I need to go recover. Like, I'm already in recovering mode. So, you know, there's only a certain amount of pounding I can take in my vagina until I have to go in recovery mode, but my ass, it's not like that at all.
Really? So you couldn't see yourself going and doing, like, 100 guy gangbang?
No, not in the pussy.
But in the butt maybe would work?
Yeah, if it was, like, DP, yeah.
That is astounding.
And
that's
then
amazing.
There's a site that's, like, gangbang cream pies where it's only a vaginal gangbang, so that's, like,
All nut in there.
Like, six guys nut.
Six. Oh, that's not... I was thinking, it's like, 100 guys.
Oh,
so
no,
I was like,
no.
That's extra right
that's
there.
That's scary. 100 guys nutting in you? I feel
the
like...
The last dude is so gay.
Dude. Oh, my gosh.
The last guy just has to go to the hospital after.
I don't even want to know, like, what the pussy would look like after, like, 30 cream pies and you have 70 to go. It's just
somebody
so
out there is going to remind me of the name of this woman that I forget. But back in the day on the Howard Stern show, I remember he had this woman. Was it Houston something? She did 600 guys in a gangbang.
But I don't even get how that's, like, possible.
I think she was jerking some of them off with her hand, giving head to some of them, but it was like 600 or 700 or whatever, however many.
What do you mean 600? Like, how do you fit that many people in a room?
No, I don't think they were all in the room at the same time. I think that there was a big line.
It's like a line. I consider that more like a train than a gangbang. I feel like a gangbang is when everybody is constantly engaging together.
You're right, because 600 people is a lot to have in one gang.
Yeah, I feel like if you're just like in a long line and you're just giving like a pump or two and then leaving, that's like running a train.
But what about like the Hells Angels? That's a whole gang. And they've thousands of members.
Yeah, well, you're right.
To fuck every
a
member
gang
of a gang
bang.
Would be super lit.
Yeah, it
a
would.
Gang. Do you ever think about that? You're getting gangbanged. You're just like,
I've never gotten gangbanged.
Okay, right.
But
right.
Now I'm going to do that.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Is that something you're waiting for?
I'm waiting a little bit.
For the gangbang.
I didn't wait for anal, and I'm so happy now that I didn't, because I genuinely, not just for my career, but I genuinely love it. Like, I look forward to it. I don't think, like, porn anal is just such a good experience. Like, it's just so fun for me. Like,
porn anal. But have you still not really done much in your private life since?
I don't really have a private life.
You don't have a private sex life?
I have, like, once in a while, if I have, like, a 2 days off, I'll, like, fuck someone. But no.
So,
like,
is that because you're taking so much dick on set that you just aren't really as interested as people would assume?
I'm not interested, and also that I physically, like, I need to recover, you know? I need that time to rest and heal.
What kind of porn star are you? Like, what drives you to actually be in the game? Because some people get into it just because they just want to fuck a lot. Some girls are just straight hustlers. Some girls are, I don't know, they just want to experiment, get freaky. I feel like some girls are doing more of, like, an art project. They want to create this, like, pornographic superhero.
Yeah. My motivation for porn is, it's a couple things. It's not just like one thing that drives me, but the main thing would be to build something for myself, like build a career and a life for myself of something that I enjoy and that I'm good at. Because, like, dude, before porn, I mean, I know I was only like 18 before porn. It's not that long of a life, but right. In childhood or nothing, I never had anything that I was really good at and that I really enjoyed. Like, I was never that good at sports. I couldn't dance. I wasn't good at art. It was just always that disconnect of feeling like, when is it going to be my turn to, like, find my passion that I'm actually really fucking good at?
Did you feel like you had to get over, like, this hump, this hurdle of feeling like a slut? Because I feel like, you know, like, was there ever a point in your, like, high school life where you're like, you know what? I want to fuck these two guys in this closet in class, but I'm not going to, because then I'm going to feel like a slut. But then I'm going to get into porn, and because then I can fuck these two dudes in the closet, and that's considered work.
Well, yeah, I kind of, like, towards the end of high school, I was, like, a little ashamed because I hadn't fully, like, come to terms with, like, my sexuality. Not just, like, who I like, but, like, what I like to do. And I'm very, like, open sexually now, but in high school, I just wasn't, because it wasn't acceptable. Like, there was this one girl in high school that was a slut that we would all, like, fucking rag on her and shit. And I think about it now and I'm like, first of all, she wasn't even a slut. Like, there was no evidence that she ever did anything slutty. And second, there's no reason to, like, hate on her and shit. And I think about it and I'm just like, I was fucking a lot of dudes in high school just because, like, it was just easier than building something with one person. Does that make sense?
No, yeah. All right, but also when you're younger, it's like, that's when you want to fucking figure out what you're into just doing everything you can.
I mean, before I had sex, I was like, oh, I'm gonna, like, have a boyfriend and, like, lose my virginity in a romantic way. And then I just realized that's not realistic, and I just wanted to start fucking.
Right.
So I just fucked, and then I just started fucking. Like, that's just how it was. But I definitely, it took a little bit of time to, like, fully be, like, completely comfortable with being a slut and a whore.
A whore.
Yeah.
Why? What do you mean when you say that?
I consider a whore to be a slut that fucks for money.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it be you do porn or you're an escort or whatever, if you fuck for money, you're a whore. But I want to take away, like, the negative, like, association with that. Like, to some people, it probably sounds stupid. You're like, well, a whore is a bad thing. And I'm like, why? why?
Yeah, why? Who
just
says?
Just because it's derogatory, like, it doesn't have to be a bad thing, you know? Like, it just is a fact. Like, and I consider a whore to be someone who just, you know, loves sex and loves having sex and is open about it and doesn't, you know, feel confined by, like, what people think about you.
Definitely.
So I consider myself to be a whore, yeah.
That's cool, though, you know?
A young whore.
Reappropriate that shit,
yeah,
you know?
Totally. And people can think whatever they want about it, but it's about how I feel about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for me to be happy with myself, I had to reclaim some of these negative terms.
What do you get the most joy out of shooting, and what do you want to shoot in the future that you think is going to be exciting for you?
Well, I really like anal scenes, obviously, because it feels good. And I like scenes where I get to, like, dress really, like, fun and either sexy or just, like, colorful and crazy. So certain directors are really into that stuff. But in terms of, like, scene content, I like anal and I like group scenes. So I like scenes with, like, more than one person, like, whether it's a...
What's the most people you ever did?
On camera, I've only had scenes with two guys.
Okay.
But, you know, this year, I might want to do one with three. And then eventually I'll work my way up to a gangbang. Like, it is something that I think about constantly. And that's how I know that it's good for me to do. And, like, I'm not thinking about it in terms of, like, a career way. Like, oh, I need to wait this amount of time to do this act and, like, this amount of money. Like, I just think, like, I want to get gangbanged so bad. And that's how I know that, like, it will be the right choice for me, because I can't stop thinking about it.
What is the vibe like when you, do you think, from your perspective, in the gangbang, though? Is it, like, are you just, like, a friend to these five, six, seven guys? Are you just, like, are you guys all just throwing down? Or is it, like, a team vibe where they're all, like, high-fiving and shit, and then you're just sort of over in the corner just, waiting?
Well, I will never be in the corner in any situation. I try to be on set at least, like, social, you know, to, like I said, you know, that chemistry is kind of imperative to the scene. Mm. So even if there's, like, zero chemistry, it helps to, like, talk to the person and at least, you know, get, like, a vibe going. If there's no chemistry, you have to work really, really hard to, like, make some artificial chemistry. Mm. Sometimes it's just naturally there, but I've never done a gangbang, but I feel like the vibe is, like, depending who the guys are, you're kind of, like, broing it until you're just not, and then it's a gangbang. And then you're broing it afterwards,
Do you
too.
Think that they're concerned about their balls touching?
Certain guys are, and they don't do gangbangs, or they're not.
They don't do the DP thing.
Yeah. For me,
I don't think I would care that much about the balls touching.
I just feel like you shouldn't be thinking about that. Like, if you're thinking about, oh, shit, my balls are touching this guy's balls, like, your dick's going to get soft. Yeah, like, you don't think about that. You just think, whoa, I'm balls deep in this bitch's ass, and she's getting fucked by another guy. She's such a slut. Like, this is so hot. Like,
well, when you put it like that, that does sound pretty hot.
So, yeah.
That's what you should do. Well, see, actually, that's what my problem is that if I think too much about what I'm actually doing, I'm just gonna nut in like 30 seconds. I'm trying to, like, on one hand, I'm like bouncing back and forth, because on one hand, I'm thinking, like, wow, I got two girls sucking my dick. This is tight. Look at their faces.
Yeah.
Full of my dick. And then another part of me is thinking, like, golf, Red Book magazine.
Yep.
Better Homes and Gardens.
Yep.
Like, anything to just try to stop thinking about how hot what's actually taking place is. And that can be hard. But you know what? My number one thing I've realized, my number one trick to not bust when you're trying to go for a while and not bust.
What is it?
A, change positions. Yeah. Because if you're changing positions, that
gives switching it up.
It gives you a window of like 30 seconds where you're moving around and stuff. But then the number one thing I think is you need to hit some kind of weird position. Like, because if your legs are in like a strange position and
you
shit,
you can't think about nutting.
And it's way,
you're,
I feel like it's harder for the blood to get to your dick when you're standing up or when you have, are in some kind of weird crouch or whatever.
That
it's
does
way
make
harder
sense.
To nut.
It makes sense. Cause the way I think about it is like, if you think about it like a well, this is a simile, not a metaphor, but whatever.
Props,
like,
on you for knowing that, because I never really wrapped my head around the difference.
I was good in English in high school.
You and like, Kendra Spade was in here the other day, being all smart and shit. That was kind of,
wow.
It was intense.
Yeah.
It was just a little surprising. I was like, shit, you guys are like,
yeah, because
brilliant.
Brilliant? I don't know about that.
No.
Thank you.
But, you know. You know what a simile is, and I still don't. So
you know, you're going to know now. Listen.
I forget. It's been a while.
You use like... or as. She knows.
Right. There
but,
you go.
So I see it like a fuck. What is the fucking word?
It looks like you're drawing a dick. You're going.
No, not drawing. Like not a countdown. Like, what am I thinking?
A leper colony.
No, I feel stupid right now. It's like a fucking whatever, something where it spills over the top, you know?
A bucket.
Okay, that's not the word I was thinking of.
You were thinking a bucket the whole time?
I wasn't thinking of a bucket, but we can use bucket. That works.
Bucket.
Okay, bucket, right?
Get it?
That's really funny.
Bucket.
That was punny, Adam.
Thank you.
So I see it like you're constantly like this is the nut, right? And it's like you're constantly fluctuating until you get higher and higher, and switching positions brings it back lower instead of it like being so high. Knocks it back down to like level one.
Yeah.
Okay, that's, I don't know why that was so hard to get out.
No, but I feel you for sure. You and that's me? How you, if you are like during the part, like, you know, after you've been banging for a while, then you like all of a sudden it's like, if you nut, it's okay. But you know, if you don't want to nut, but see, you know what? And that's a real problem though. And that's a problem like with my girlfriend, with other girls or something in the past, is that as you start to get closer to them and nutting, it just becomes so much more likely that you're gonna nut. Because all of a sudden, like I remember I had this girlfriend back in the day and she would never be able to nut from me fucking her. And we would like, we had been together for like, you know, maybe a month, 2 months. And like, she started to like get more and more comfortable with me. She's like, I can tell I'm gonna nut with you. Like, finish. I'm sure she wasn't saying nut.
Come.
So I'm gonna come with like, while you're having sex with me soon. But we kept having the problem where I would be sawing away, and then her orgasms were these like 20-minute affairs where her vagina would just be grr, 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 just clamping down on my dick. And I never made it through the full orgasm thing without busting a nut. And I would try to just keep going and shit. And
it doesn't work, it gets soft.
It was difficult. Yeah, you want to keep banging her with your soft dick, but I wore condoms with this girl too.
Oh,
so
no.
That was...
Once the nut is in the condom, the encounter is over.
That's how you feel?
That's how I feel.
Why?
Because I don't fuck with condoms because I only do porn. But I just feel like...
It's weird.
It's like
all of a sudden it's just a blanket.
The cum is like covering, like it's on the dick, like the shaft. Like I don't want to touch it anymore. Does that make sense?
No,
I'll clean it off, but like I don't... You know.
I'll wear a condom, rinse it off in the sink, put it back on.
Yeah? Does that work?
No.
It doesn't work? I don't know. I don't know anything about condoms. Like, I barely use them. And it's very irresponsible of me.
No,
well,
but
not
I mean,
now, but in the past.
We had a girl on this podcast the other day.
Yeah.
She was all talking about being a slut. She was talking about how she was fucking dudes for $1,000, how she was fucking guys in the strip club, rah, rah, rah. And then I said something about wearing a condom, and she goes, oh, no, we don't fuck with condoms. I'm like...
Dude, that's
that just made everything else you just said so much more nasty.
That's not something to brag about. If you're not in the porn industry and you don't use condoms and you don't get tested, the fuck are you doing with your life?
I'm sure she gets tested every like 2 or 3 years.
I mean, I understand, like, not everyone's going to get tested every 2 weeks, but we have to because it's part of our career. But
we
like,
have to.
We.
Us.
Adam and Lena get
and
tested
Jane.
Now. And me, yeah, but. Yeah,
not together, but yeah.
Not, no, we don't go together.
Me and her go together sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
It's so cute.
What I was going to say that you just reminded me of is that coming together, I've never done this with a man, but I hear it's a very good experience.
Very difficult timing-wise, I'll be honest with you. Throughout my whole life, that has always been...
Because girls fake it, too, so you never know when she's actually coming.
Yeah, I don't believe them ever.
I mean, no. You can know, like, some of these girls, like, in porn... I see the orgasms and I'm just like, are you even trying to be realistic? And that makes me think like, have you ever had a real orgasm? Because if you have, you would know how to fake it better.
Mm.
Like it doesn't look attractive.
Right.
Like when I come at home with my vibrator, I think I'm like, thank God there's no camera on my face right now because I look like deranged.
It's not hot.
No, I'm like my eyes are crossed and I'm like clenching. I'm like I don't have lips. Like,
well, that's kind of the style though, right?
I mean, some people, like, I was watching this one Pornhub video of, it was, like, a DP on Blacked, and this guy, one of the top comments was, like, ooh, at 11, whatever, at the time, he was, like, she says, Daddy, I'm coming. If that was fake, then she deserves an Oscar. And I was, like, okay, you know, let me go see this orgasm. And she was, like, it was, like, the weakest, like, oh, Daddy, I'm coming.
Right.
And I was, like... that's what you think is a real orgasm, like so real that you would give her an Oscar. I'm like,
you stupid internet commenter, what are you thinking?
No, I'm just kidding. But like, that makes me think that a lot of people don't know how to like fake an orgasm really well.
I just want to put in one request for you as well as for all our fans out there, because listen, I have done some interviews with porn girls, and then I just was finding out about this from Lena the other day, but basically, like, at least one porn girl that we interviewed told Lena that, like, every time somebody tells her how they became a fan of her is from No Jumper. So I just really want, I just want to start sowing those seeds right away, right now.
Hey.
If you start to become a Jane fan from this, I just am asking that you like constantly remind her so that she can then in the future give us an accurate reporting of how much of an impact this had on you. And then I will be invoicing you for those followers, that $10 per follower.
What I will say is that my original, like my first like jump in like followers on social media was after like hanging out with you guys.
Well, that's very nice.
It's awesome, yeah. And I really like, I appreciated that you guys were like so cool.
I just admit to the idea of us being able to create the next adult star. It's not like, create, but to help expose.
Like how you do with rappers on the podcast.
Right? Isn't that fun? Isn't that fun?
I mean, but yeah, an interview can only take you so far. You have to have other skills.
I do agree. But when it aligns well, like Alina, she said that she got a lot of people looking at her stuff and like telling her that
she's so fucking cool.
Right, but she's super pretty and like seems like she would probably be blown up either way. So it's like, yeah. it's dope, but like someone like her or Gia coming and doing the podcast, I think this will help your shit too.
Hope so.
Because you actually are cool. And I think, like, for a lot of people, I think they watch a podcast with a girl, and then it all of a sudden becomes like, I fuck with her, and I feel like I know her. So now I'm going to jerk off to her all the time.
Let me go watch her fuck a lot.
Yeah.
What was I going
to
say?
Because at the end of the day, it's like when you watch, like, if you go to pornhub.com, every single girl on there, you don't know any, well, not you, but the average dude, you do not know anything about them.
You don't know what
they're like. And if you went out there and tried to find out about them, you're not really going to find anything unless some percentage of them have maybe an interview out there or something. But that was part of what made me want to interview porn stars in the first place, is I was like, dude, all these interviews are terrible. Like, I'm watching like an interview.
They just ask them the most basic shit, yeah. Like, how'd you get into porn? What do you like about porn? What's your favorite scene that you've done? And I'm like,
or a lot of times it's like, do you like getting eaten out? It's like just like straight hornball content, which is cool. But I mean, I don't know. I just wanted to like get a little deeper.
When you asked me to come here, I was hyped to come, not because I thought that like it would blow me up more, but because I was actually excited to like sit down and like have a candid, interesting conversation that just kind of flows.
I think we had a good conversation.
I totally agree with you.
Is there anything else that stands out to you as like this interview would be like fundamentally flawed if we don't discuss this?
No, I just really like dicks in my butt. And I
I think what I'm trying to say is I feel like we need to do a fuck a fan contest, but like through this somehow, don't you think?
I couldn't participate. But
you're off. You're not in the fucking fan category.
No.
Why not?
It's just not my thing. I respect other girls who want to do it, and I'm sure they make a fuck ton of money, and they make one lucky fan's whole life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not my thing.
I believe we're trying to. I forget who we're talking about this, but we're trying to organize a fist of fan contest.
Fist of fan. So
where
like,
a fan will actually get fisted by you wearing a rubber glove.
Like a male fan, like in the butt.
Yes.
I would do that. I would do.
But I want him to come pre-greased. I don't want you to have to go through a whole lot to get the butthole warmed up. I want them to come in like already,
yeah,
like ready.
Like, they need to like warm up and like stick some fingers in there, put some oil, and yeah.
And then stand in line outside the store until you're ready.
Dude, what hypothetically in another universe, if you like set up a contest, or not even a contest, but just like an opportunity, and be like, come to know, like on some shit today and get fisted by Lena the Plug.
Wow.
Like, what? How many men do you actually, like, realistically think would do it?
How many we are viewing right now? 3,500? Like, probably all of them.
All of them.
Everybody else who sees it afterwards? No, but the thing is,
because you're not fucking her. Like, you're getting fisted.
I don't want to know what percentage of my fans are into getting fisted.
Getting, you
know? Like,
know?
I just, I'm just gonna fall back. Nah, like I mean, I don't need to know that.
Yeah, fisting is like an extreme sex act. Like I never got fisted until like recently, like extremely recently.
And it was in your vagina.
I've never gotten like a full like up to there.
How deep did they get? Also, shout out to you for having two shiny scrunchies on each.
Yeah, my scrunchies. I love scrunchies. What's it called?
Shout out to the Scrunchie Squad.
Scrunchie Squad.
That's Lena's little gang.
Yeah.
Okay.
In my pussy, I probably got it like up to here, but it's really tough to get it like past these like protruding knuckles.
Mm-hmm.
But in my butt, I just fisted myself the other day, like a week ago.
To the wrist.
Yeah, to the fucking wrist.
Wow.
I had never done that before. Cause like
I've never done that.
I had gone like up to here in my butt and then it just slipped in and I was like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you probably never, you know what's crazy?
I never knew that I could do that.
You know you have that kind of butthole, but there's all kinds of women on earth that have no idea that their butthole is capable of that.
Dude, it's the craziest fucking like trippiest shit to me. The amount of things that I had no idea that I was capable of, anal itself is a feat, but like gaping, I didn't know anything about gaping. I didn't know it was a whole like category that people like jerk off to.
You gotta send me some links to your gape shots, cause I'd like to check that out, see what it's hitting for.
Just go to my pinned tweet on my Twitter.
Really?
My Twitter is JaneWildXXX. If you go to my pinned tweet, you will know exactly what I'm talking about.
Wow.
So I'll just put that out there. And it's just cool to discover new things about my body every day.
Like you can gape.
I can gape. I can fist.
The whole fist. Jesus Christ.
I can't squirt, though. Well, I can squirt if someone's, like, forcing it. But
I've never tried to go beyond two fingers with my girlfriend. Do you think I'm vanilla?
In the pussy or in the butt?
Either.
I don't think you're vanilla.
It just doesn't, like, to me, I go two fingers, and then it's like, okay, that's, like, pretty close to as wide as my dick. Let's go for the dick now. Like, three? I don't know. Do we need this?
I mean, if you have dick, then, like, what's
the point? Wait. Let me see that, and don't point it at the camera at all.
Don't point it at the camera.
Jane, who's...
I'm taking a shit. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's me?
That dread guy, huh?
Yeah. That's the biggest gape I've ever had.
That dick is...
This is impressive.
I thought I knew what was going on with dicks, but that is some next level shit. Holy cow.
It's the camera angle a little bit, but it's also like huge.
You're triggering me by having that even.
Triggered. Yeah.
I was thinking that too, that the camera seems like it's like right at the base of the dick, so you're seeing it from this crazy angle.
But it's pretty fucking big.
That was astonishing.
Yeah, and like what you were asking, a question you asked me before was like, what is like my motivation or my drive? And I said, what I was going to say is I said building something for myself, but it's also like, you know, I fuck with my fans. Like I know what they like. I want to put stuff out there that they're going to enjoy watching. Like I don't want to put out any mediocre bullshit scenes that are not enjoyable to watch. You know?
Do you think your fans are going to really want to see you do anal with a regular size dick, with an Adam 22 size dick, when there's video out there of you doing something like that? That I just want everybody in the chat to really like actually, I know you know what Twitter is, Jane Wild with an E and then XXX. And then I want to just hear your thoughts about that. Because I'm not looking at the chat right now, but I'm going to be able to view the chat when I rewatch this. And I just want to see their reactions to that.
I just feel like the answer is yes. They want to see all types of variety with scenes. I actually, like, I was looking at a forum that I have that people talk about, like, my scenes and stuff, and I posted about the dread scene, and someone was like, am I the only one who prefers to see a guy, a regular-sized dick, balls deep instead of the tip of a huge cock? And I was like, you're not the only one, but
is
know,
that
let
is
them
the,
have this.
Is like, that the deal? Is that like you're banging like the biggest dick ever, but you're not really banging that big of a percentage of it?
I would say that probably half of it was inside of me.
That thing looks like it would probably about here.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty fucking big. I would say that half of it went in. You can't get balls deep because there's a wall and the wall ends.
Right, the wall. Where's the wall at?
The
Do
wall,
you know?
I have no idea where my wall is. I haven't reached it. And I'm scared. I don't want to go that deep. Because
the average dick, like myself, I feel like I've hit the wall, but it's very rare. It's like very once in a while.
If you're going really like hard and balls deep.
And I'm just not long enough
to
get that far.
Some girls are more shallow than others as well in your cervix or your ass or whatever. But
there's an ass wall too.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
My ass wall is
right. You're right.
Endless.
That was your ass.
I have no idea where it is.
Endless ass
wall. My pussy wall, I can feel it sometimes if I go really deep.
Wow.
It's so crazy. I'm discovering things about my body. I'm just like, holy shit.
Alexa, play Cam'ron, Bottom of the Pussy Hole. you ever heard that song?
No.
Oh, I think you'd love it.
Yeah, Bottom of the Pussy Hole.
Of the Pussy Hole or the Pussy Walls or some shit like that?
I don't think it was that because she didn't.
It sampled this like fucking woman who went viral for talking about sex back in the day, and yeah. I can't remember the exact reference, but I'm gonna have to look into it because it was fucking hilarious.
Can I just say something really crazy that I remembered? I just like I saw a clip, and I saw it when I was younger too, but I just recently saw it again. It was like this. I don't know. They were Asian. I don't know what type of Asian, but it was these guys and this woman, and they were like holding her legs open, and the guy's head was like covered in like oil, and he put his entire head inside of her fucking pussy.
Goals?
No, not for me.
No?
I already told you I can barely get a fist in
But what
there.
About if you got to that point, you found the guy with the perfect small head.
If his head was like tiny.
But in the butt though, it's like his whole head in the butt. Imagine him having to be like...
Stop.
No, because he'd have to get... it would just be like here. It would be like a bowl cut. But then your ass is the bowl.
My butt doesn't stink. I'm pretty sure it doesn't. I don't know if you go that deep.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you get in there, you're going to find all the stuff that's been saved up for all these years.
But I mean, that's
stuff.
Why you enema. You have to. If you're going to go that deep,
you need enema before every anal scene?
Of course.
Okay, I just don't even know.
If you don't enema, you'll shit.
You'll see shit in the scene.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to, it's not going to come out of your butt, but it's going to be there.
I just wonder because I feel like some girls who are true anal queens, that they maybe are able to do anal so casually that they're able to sort of like give up on that side of things.
I feel this is how I feel. If you are really, really in tune with your digestive system and you take Imodium and you don't eat, then maybe, and you don't eat for like 12 hours, and you just take a regular shit, maybe, yeah, you don't have to clean out. But for my own peace of mind, even if it's just, like, a tiny piece, it grosses me out. Mm. I don't want to see that. So I would rather just put the work in and just completely get rid of everything beforehand.
Let me tell you something, though. That dick I just saw in your butt, if there was a little piece of poop on there, you're definitely not going to know. Number one, because it's like, dead black. But then also, it's like... you could have an entire large nugget of poop on that dick and you still wouldn't notice because it's so big that the poop...
Nah, you would notice.
You would notice, you're right. But I'm just saying that dick is so big that it would be so hard for a piece of poop to compare to it in size.
You're absolutely right. And like I've literally seen, you know, most of the time in scenes, if there is like a mishap like that, they, you know, cut it out or editing or whatever. But I've seen scenes where it's like the girl is gaping and I see shit. I see shit, or I see like something gross, like just not the right color, and I'm just like why do they leave that in there? It's not the girl's fault, like you know, things happen, but why would they? If that happened to me, I would be like mortified. I would be like, why is this on the internet? I don't want people to see my shit. Mm. I just want you to see my gaping asshole. I don't want you to see my shit.
Duh.
Like that's why I get rid of this shit beforehand. It's logical to me. I mean, like,
no, it makes sense to me too.
For me, it's like sexually, once food enters the stomach, I don't want to see it again. So I'm not into anything with puke, and I'm not into shit. Kudos to the people who are, like that girl Violet. I fuck with the fact that she like can be open about her fetish. Like if you're actually into that and you're open, good for you.
But you know, I pulled that out of her because I don't think she had ever really gotten that. Like she said, like, yeah, I kind of want to do the poop on my chest to her agent or whatever, but I don't feel like she had really like thought that much about it until I sort of got her.
Because you'd be surprised like how much kink shaming there still is in the industry, despite the fact that we deal with so many different fetishes and kinks, like puke blowjobs are like a big thing. I personally don't see the appeal, and I would never do that because I'm just not into that. But some people are so into that. Just like I don't see the appeal of getting shit on, but some people do. And there's fans who love that shit. And I'm like, good for you for tapping into that market and, you know, being true to yourself. But it's just not for me.
I had a girl one time DMing me.
Shit on me.
Well, she literally wanted to come to the store and have everybody like piss on her and stuff. And
like in public?
Yeah, she wanted to like post up in the back and just get pissed on. And I was thinking about it. And I'm like, okay, I understand that this is like indulging your fantasy, yeah, but
what
we don't have a filming permit for this or whatever. Like, there's so many things that would go through my head. Yeah. And then also I was like, what are people going to think? They're going to think that like we were just peeing on whatever. But then what was even weirder is that then she ended up being like one of these like, you know, there's nothing wrong with me too or whatever. But she ended up being one of these crazy ass like chicks who was like accusing all kinds of people, all kinds of shit. I'm like, oh my God, I'm glad I never peed on this bitch.
Yeah, you better be glad.
I would have been on that list.
Listen, like when I'm in my little porn bubble, I feel like piss is like so vanilla, which is crazy because it's not. No. And I'm just like, piss is like squirt. Like, what is the, like, it's just piss. But then in the real world, people, like probably in the chat right now, they're like, oh my God, yeah, what the fuck, piss? I'm like, it's just piss.
It's just piss. But just drink
it. I need to remember that, like, it's a very different world out there.
It is. There's a lot of people who don't even drink piss.
Like, my
idiots, losers, virgins.
Losers, idiots. Incels. I mean, I support drinking piss when it's clear and doesn't have a smell or taste.
I support all piss drinking.
I don't. Yeah.
How else are we going to get rid of it, really? There's only so much sewage system down there under the ground.
Yeah, no, it's just, it's too much piss. The piss is what's.
If I drink your piss and then I piss that out, then boom, two pisses we're have saving, been reduced to one
we're
piss.
Saving pi- I totally, we're saving I the get world, what you mean, and I support you. But
do you have any last words for these people out here? I feel like we've hit our hour 10.
Yeah,
and
it's time to wrap up. My
guest is pulling up, and I want to just sort of wrap this up. Like, where can the people find you? Where can they stay tuned to all your content and stuff?
I just want to say one more thing, then I will say that if you want someone to drink your piss, drink a lot of water and eat clean. If it's yellow, it's not mellow.
If it looks like V8.
I just made that up right now.
Yeah, if it looks like V8.
Yeah, yeah.
Go hydrate.
It needs to be like water. Hmm. But anyway, so my Instagram account is wildsexual_. And I want everyone to know that wild is spelled WILDE.
There's an E, a bonus E.
A bonus E, like a E.
I'll post it on my story too, so you guys will be.
And yeah, my Twitter is JaneWildXXX. If you like watching hardcore porn, you should follow me on Twitter.
Jane Wild.
Hey, what the fuck is up?
I'm tagging her right now, so if you guys want to go find out what's going on with the girl that I just interviewed.
Drink pee.
Drink pee and eat shit.
No, don't eat shit.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. This was so fun.
No, it was super fun. It's kind of a bummer that Miss Bougie-ass under the plug wasn't able to make it on time, but, you know, it's okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
She's here now.
She's bougie. She's, who knows.
She's so pretty.
Isn't she? Everyone says the same thing about wild sexual. Everyone says the same thing. Whenever I mention Lena, they all say,
She's so sweet.
Your girlfriend is so sweet.
She's really nice.
People tell me that all the time.
She's
Your girlfriend is so sweet. She is sweet.
One more thing is shout out to Alina Lopez for being the reason that I'm a Spiegler girl and being like the nicest person that I've met in porn. And just by looking at her, you would think she's a bitch because she's so pretty.
Right.
Like, you always think like the prettiest girls are going to be like cunts, but they're she's
no,
just
she
the,
is a
she's
sweetie,
the
yeah.
sweetest girl.
We got to get her back on the podcast. People loved her the first time around.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also shout out to her for eating that dude's ass to keep him hard.
Yeah, she did that.
That's
she
some
did,
soldier shit right there.
She did
there.
The thing.
You know, I think, I don't know if she wants people to know this, but I think it's because she was brought up Mormon. So like,
I mean, people know that.
People know that about her.
She's open about
it. I just didn't want to be the one doxing her past religious affiliation.
We're all doxed.
We're all doxed. Ain't that the
truth?
What even
is life?
What even is doxing? All right, so everybody out there watching this right now, just know that I'm going to be back real soon with some additional guests. I have at least two more interviews that I'm going to be doing throughout the course of tonight. But as of right now, I'm going to go take a shit. Not on my girlfriend either. I'm just going to poop in the toilet and then flush it.
Enjoy.
Much love. Thank you so much to Jane Wild for coming through. Go follow her shit. Welcome to the No Jumper universe. Everybody,
thank
make
you.
Sure you remind her for the rest of her life. Any Pornhub video you watch of her, you got to comment Rob Gang, comment M22, etc. I need you guys to follow her like a cloud of dust for the rest of her life.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you, Jane.
I'm looking forward to it.
Bang.